keeping an eye on Florence as the hurricane makes its way on shore in North Carolina. Of course, it's the big national news today, and should be, I suppose. 10 million people could be affected by this hurricane. It's coming on shore as a Category 1, a long way from a Category 4, a long way from what Hazel was in 1954. And how often do you have to remind yourself that every time they come out with one of these big storms, worst ever, storm of the century, storm of a generation, and so on and so forth, and maybe it is, and maybe it isn't, because oftentimes these storms that are categories fours and fives in the ocean, they don't arrive as being that powerful. Now, Harvey did tremendous damage in Texas. Irma did great damage in Florida, but not as powerful as we were told they would be when they're making their way in our direction. Same has proven true for Florence. We'll see what the rainfall is like. Florence stalling, the sustained winds at 90 miles an hour or less now. Not to downplay the fact that 90 mile an hour winds are serious, but they're not nearly as serious as 160 mile an hour winds now, are they? I mean, you can do some simple math there. All right, so we'll keep an eye on that. American military divisions, be it the Air Force, the Marines, the Army, the Navy, great at winning victories. Soldiers and sailors and Air Force members happiest when they're on the move, sweeping forward, defeating the enemy. Now, that's not always the case with bureaucrats that support American fighters, however. They often seem to prefer long-term deals that lock in today's conventional wisdom. And in some cases, what that means is preparing to fight the last war and not what's in the future. For example, Defense Department bureaucrats, as I have been telling you for some time, are currently planning to award a long-term contract to handle all of the Pentagon's data from battle plans to soldiers' dental records and everything in between. It'll be on a single cloud provider, a $10 billion minimum winner-take-all deal that would last for 10 years or more. And let's face it, that's essentially a lifetime contract. There's little chance other providers could come in after the fact, after being locked out for a decade and compete. And that could place the actual value in the tens of billions of dollars or hundreds of billions of dollars in future revenue. The program, by the way, nicknamed JEDI, just for fun, I suppose, Joint Enterprise Defense Infrastructure. But when JEDI was unveiled earlier this summer, the deal appeared to be rigged in favor of one single provider, as I have been telling you from the beginning, that provider, Amazon, Jeff Bezos. Mei Zhang wrote that in Vanity Fair. I've been telling you that for a long time. According to insiders familiar with the 1,375-page request for proposal, the language contains a host of technical stipulations that only Amazon can meet at this point, making it hard for any other cloud services provider to have even a chance or to even apply for. As I've been explaining for months now, this was, in effect, a no-bid contract with a predetermined outcome in favor of Jeff Bezos and supported, we've been told, by General James Mattis from his position as Secretary of State. Now, on one level, the Pentagon might be doing the right thing. I mean, it would be foolish to ignore cloud computing and its impact on military security and readiness. It's clearly the future. Companies and organizations storing their information on external computer servers instead of paying to install and run servers of their own. It would also be foolish to pretend Amazon, AWS, isn't the market leader in this area. It currently provides a third of all cloud services, its closest competitor, just 13%. But what's true today won't always be true. There are companies more and more all the time coming into the cloud space and competing, and it's becoming easier to spread data across multiple platforms, and that's important to keep in mind. With a growing number of trustworthy third-party tools, it's becoming easier for businesses to migrate, to manage, to monitor data access across multiple cloud providers, and not just Amazon. The research firm CB Insights notes this. As a result, companies are employing multi-cloud strategies that are changing the structure of the cloud industry and the power dynamics that lie within. And that makes the most sense. Competition makes everything better and stronger and, of course, less expensive. If Amazon AWS has a 10-year exclusive contract, it has little reason to innovate or bring down prices or push the envelope. If it faces multiple competitors in real time, they will all be innovating and working to deliver better products at better prices. Real continuous competition would keep capitalism at work. We'd all benefit as a result, clearly. But like I said from the beginning, this Amazon deal smacks of cronyism. It's good to be buddies with the Secretary of Defense, it appears. And Jeff Bezos, we're told, won't even take a background check for security clearance purposes. He said no. He doesn't have to, I realize, because just because his company is involved there doesn't mean he needs clearance or access to high security clearances, because that's all part of it too. Our nation's most protected important secrets will also be stored in some places on this cloud. Think about that. It's no coincidence that the contract is written in favor of Amazon AWS. After all, Amazon spends $13 million each year on lobbying. $13 million in the most recent year on lobbying. And that part of their company employs more than 100 people. The Wall Street Journal observes that Amazon now invests more money in lobbying than do ExxonMobil or Walmart. Think about how impressive that number really is. And more importantly, why it is. Amazon spending more money on lobbying than ExxonMobil or Walmart. Or a whole herd of other companies that you would think would be better represented in that area. Meanwhile, Jeff Bezos purchased the local Washington newspaper, that being the Washington Post, of course, and is remodeling a mansion where he plans to host DC's movers and shakers, including one, James Mattis, of course. Bezos must expect to reap the rewards of all that spending, and a plum Pentagon contract will be well worth all the effort, billions of dollars. And so as we talk about monopolies and so forth today, be it Google or Facebook or Twitter or Amazon, not quite a monopoly yet, but they do control 38% of everything sold on the internet currently and getting bigger. By spreading information across several providers, customers would be able to encourage competition and drive down prices. And that's exactly what the military should want. Secure data at the best price and competition among providers to improve service and reduce cost over the years to you and I, the American taxpayer. I believe the Pentagon should open up its request for proposals to allow multiple cloud providers. There's still time to strike a better deal, but any of the insiders have the courage to make that happen? It doesn't appear so. And plus, it looks like this no-bid contract was put forth by design. I'll continue to keep you posted on this, but it isn't looking very positive at this point as far as having anybody else step into this space and have a shot at this cloud computing 10-year contract. It looks like it's pretty much a done deal. We'll keep an eye on it. Speaking of cloud protection and data protection, you need to think about it because I thought about it and I realized, you know, my information's out there. Every time I go to the store and swipe my card, put in my frequent flyer number at the grocery store, as I call it, you know, get on an airplane, go to a convenience store, buy something online, everything's tracked, everything's logged and cataloged, and there's a file on you a foot thick. And we hear about breaches in security at Target or Equifax or a host of others. I mean, you know your information's out there, and sooner or later, somebody else is going to have it in their hands. And then what? I decided I couldn't take that chance. So I got involved with the Michigan Chamber's new Identity Theft Protection Employee Benefit Solution. You can too. You can find out more by going to stevegruber.com. Stevegruber.com. Click on the ID Theft Protection logo to find out more and to sign up. It's available to Michigan Chamber members and their employees. Find out more at stevegruber.com. Again, click on that Michigan Chamber logo and get started. It's the Steve Gruber Show on a Friday.
Here's to the curious. Here's to those who seek out something better. Whether we know a Bock from a Saison or a Dunkel from an oatmeal stout, one thing is for certain. Michigan is serving up some of the most talked about beers around. What started out as a passion has grown into a movement. And now with over 150 breweries, the pour has never been better. Like an explorer in the olden days, there's always a new taste, a new seasonal, and a new favorite to be found. So let's go on a brew tour and talk with the brewmaster, sip with the locals, and say cheers with our best friends. Here, we discover passion in every pint. So when we're thirsting for a new experience, let's raise our glass and raise our standards and visit the breweries and brew pubs of Michigan. Where tasting the best of life is pure Michigan. Your trip begins at Michigan.org.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce is on the job every day fighting to deliver powerful business advocacy and political action vital to the success of Michigan businesses. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce is working to make Michigan the best state in the country to live, work, raise a family, or build a business by strengthening communities and improving our quality of life. We work to improve workforce readiness and build the entrepreneurial spirit that has powered and defined Michigan for decades. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, on the job every day fighting for Michigan's future. MIChamber.com.
Being a mother-to-be is both exciting and overwhelming. From shopping for the best stroller to deciding which birthing center to use, there's lots of choices to make. Fortunately, the Economic Alliance for Michigan Maternity Care Project can help. It's an online resource for a mom-to-be in Michigan to educate herself on her options. Visit eamonline.org. That's eamonline.org. Then click Maternity Care Project, a public service announcement from the